Now, on the post-game show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. Tom, it was a good start for your side here tonight. You get that early goal, but a late goal in the second period really seemed like the turning point in this game. You were down 2-1, and then they get the late one. Just how big of a goal did you see that as being a turning point in this hockey game?
I didn't think it was a turning point at all. I didn't think that we had an effort worthy of getting any... There was never any chance that we were threatening or anything like that. I think we had two or three scoring chances after the second period. You can't play like that. We tell our players, if we're not willing to give an effort that's even deserving of a win, there's no chance. Like, effort's the first thing that you have to have. And I agree, we had about a 4 or 5 minute stretch at the start of the game. Then we scored, and we just thought, okay, they're just going to roll over and this is going to be easy, and it wasn't. It was... There's a number of different words that I want to use, but I think the best word for me right now is just it's extremely disappointing, considering, you know, the fans that we had out today, the energy that was in the building, and we didn't allow our fans to get involved in the game at all. And you know, it was just, we had a bunch of guys that were, to be honest with you, looked like we were scared. You know, we didn't want to hit guys, but we wanted to slash guys and take penalties, you know, which is unfortunate. And I'll throw a name out to you. Was it Orville Tessier? I'll never forget, as a little kid watching the Chicago Blackhawks play the Edmonton Oilers back in the heyday when the Oilers were real good. And Orville Tessier said, I needed 19 heart transplants tonight. And that's what I needed today. I needed 20 of them because there was nobody in our dressing room with a heartbeat today.
Coach, you know, it's a tough game to talk about, certainly. You know, especially when you look at the 5-1 win that we took, that we were able to capture on the road after some adversity. It was almost like the compete level just wasn't there tonight. Certainly, we took that one goal lead, and you had mentioned it looked like, you know, maybe we had a little something going on. But boy, the Wolverines just really snuffed us out and gave it to us.
Well, they played desperate hockey. I mean, they're in a visiting building. They didn't allow the one goal to deter them from their game plan. They stuck to the game plan. They got pucks in deep. They threw pucks to the net. They outbattled us. They won every single battle. They won every single race and every single battle in our own zone, which is unfortunate. But, I mean, listen, we've had adversity throughout the course of the year, and there have been times when we thought that the group was done, and they showed us some life. We're going to have to lean on our leadership group right now. So all we've really done is we've had some success in White Quartz building this year, so we're going to have to go there. We're going to have to play a smart road game. We're going to have to move pucks and hopefully force a game 7 back here Tuesday night.
Tom, pregame we talked about getting bodies and traffic to the front of the goal, and it seemed tonight just maybe not a willingness to get to those dirty areas. Just your thoughts on the play in the offensive zone here tonight for your squad.
It was non-existent. What do we have? We gave up 18 shots by your count or by the score clock count in the first period. We had 10 shots. We had a couple less by our count, and we had 5 shots in the second period with one scoring chance. And this is game 6 of a playoff series. And you know, it's one of those things where, you know, coming up here, I don't even know what really to say, which is unfortunate. I don't want to, you know, paint this, you know, dark picture, but it's just disappointing. And you know, when you get to this point, there's been so much excitement in the, you know, in the community about the run that we've been on and all this, and you know, I get asked so many times, well, aren't you excited? And you're not excited. As a coach that's played the game and been in their shoes, you're worried more than anything. The players should be excited to be playing, you know, against a great team. It's a great series. You're going back and forth, but as a coach, you're worried because there's the threat that they're not going to understand the opportunity that they have in front of them. It's not every chance you get, not every year you get an opportunity to play for a North Division championship or potentially go to a league final. And it's one of those things that, you know, I was very fortunate to play here as a 20-year-old. And in my 20-year-old year, we went to the league final. We lost to the Olds Grizzlies in 5 games. And I can still tell you to this day how it felt and, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda and all that kind of stuff. So as a coaching staff, you're worried that sometimes your players just take things for granted and they think that this is going to be a regular occurrence. And when you get an opportunity, you have to seize the moment, and we didn't do that today.
It's a crazy game. You know, you look at the last 3 games, these wild swings. We had a 7-1, a 5-1, and a 6-1 score clock. Both teams had games where they only allowed one goal, but at the same time, both teams had games where they allowed 5 or more goals. It's just really hard to explain.
Oh, it is, and I said it, I think, in the pregame, you know, with their guys. I don't think the first 2 games were that close. And I didn't think games 3 or 4 were that far apart, you know, to justify the score. But today, unfortunately, I would have to agree that it was a 6-1 game. We weren't close. We didn't threaten, for whatever reason. So, listen, we'll do video. We'll, we'll try and make some adjustments. And you know, but at the end of the day, it's a willingness to skate and a willingness to compete that's going to make the difference.
Tom, appreciate the time. That's all the questions I have for you, and best of luck in Game 6 on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks.